All right, welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you've listened to me for literally any amount of time, I have definitely managed to bring up my love of trading cards and collectibles and everything like that, and I've talked to Upper Deck reps, I've talked about Upper Deck products, and we're going to keep that rolling here. Very happy now to bring in Tony Sirianni. He's the Product Development Department Manager at Upper Deck. Upper Deck's got some cool stuff coming out soon also, and we'll get to that in just a second. Tony, I want to welcome you to the show, and want to start off, I like asking all of my hobby-related guests this question. What was your first memory of collectibles or cards that first drew you into the hobby?
Yeah, first of all, yeah, thanks for having me on. Excited to chat with you guys for a bit. Great question to start it. For me, I'm a lifelong collector. For me, really, it started the summer of 89 when the Batman film came out, the original Michael Keaton movie, beloved classic film now. But I remember going to see that movie as a kid. Date myself, I was 6 at the time, going there with my dad. Memories I'll always remember. Topps released a set that coincided with that film, and I was just absolutely bonkers over it. So every time, any trip to the grocery store or whatever store where those packs were available, which when I was a kid, luckily they seemed to be available everywhere, we were picking up some of those packs, and I was collecting that set. And from there, sort of branched off into sports. I grew up in the suburbs outside of Chicago, so I was very lucky to grow up watching Michael Jordan, some incredible other athletes in Chicago, but quickly then started collecting sports cards of Jordan, my favorite Cubs players, Bears, and from there it's just been a lifelong passion, and it's turned into a career, so it's been quite the ride.
Now, you mentioned there growing up in the 90s, you got Jordan there. So for you now working at Upper Deck, what is it like getting to kind of develop and reshape and work on some of the iconic brands and products that Upper Deck has? Because when it comes to like revered cards in the hobby, some of the most beloved cards are 90s basketball cards. So what has it been like for you at Upper Deck in the product development department?
Oh, it's been quite a journey. I've loved my time. I've been here almost a decade now, which is insane to think about. It's absolutely flown by. I know it's a special job. I know it's a special role, and there's a lot of care that needs to go into it. And I treat it with a lot of respect. And I try to approach it with excitement and try to come up with some fresh new takes without rocking the boat too much. But to be able to work on iconic brands like Exquisite and, SP Authentic, goes all the way down the line, Fleer Ultra, some of our Metal Universe brands, just so many different products and beloved brands that I collected as a kid. So I treat it with a lot of delicate hands, but also try to introduce some new exciting things that I hope that collectors will enjoy.
So now, when people hear your title, they hear Product Development Department Manager, and I think that's got to be both super fun, but also a little difficult, because in a way, some of these products are on rails. Like, Exquisite is going to be Exquisite. There's not a whole lot of... Obviously, you can change the design and everything, but for some of these products that people know and love, Metal Universe, obviously, again, the design can change. But for the most part, it's on rails because it's what the people love. So for you, what are some of the challenges that you have as the product development department manager in terms of innovating while keeping it keeping products what people love?
Yeah, no, exactly. Great question. Yeah, it's that balance, right, of introducing new innovations while also keeping things that people are expecting and are sort of long-standing brand traditions, right? Like, you're going to get hard-signed autographs and SP Authentic. You're going to have beautiful, thicker stock foil cards with Exquisite and other, tech treatment. Same with the cup and those super high-ends. But, yeah, I mean, my title is a mouthful. I have grown here in my time with the product development team. whereas I was a big part of developing and creating a large number of our product portfolio, and at this point now in my career, I do develop a smaller number of sets. But I pass these sets on, or we've shared these sets with other members of our product development team to give them the responsibility and the honor to sort of carry on some of those things. For instance, I worked on Goodwin Champions for over 9 years. Loved working on that set every year. One of the most fun and challenging sets to build. And I've now passed that on to another product development manager. So, keeping an eye on things while still sharing my wisdom of, what needs to stay, what you could change, what could use a refresh. But our team is amazing. Like I trust the people I work with. They all are big collectors. They love this hobby. They keep an eye on things. They know what's working, what doesn't work. So in one sense, I'm very lucky that we have a really strong team that knows what they're doing and knows how to treat these brands properly. But on the other hand, it is sad to sort of hand them off. It's a little bittersweet because it is such an amazing job, and to get to do these things and come up with the creative aspects of it it's fun. It's one of the best parts of the job. I think anyone who works in this industry who gets to do this and lucky enough to do this would agree. But yeah, we definitely try to balance it. We want to give everybody something new. You don't want to, it can't be stale and boring. You can't do the same thing year over year. But that's sort of the, is the porridge too hot? Is the porridge too cold? Like you're just trying to get it just right. And that's a big challenge, and that's a really fun, exciting part of the job. It takes a lot of work, and we continue to work on that every day here, but it's fun, and I trust the people around me to make the right decisions to grow these brands.
We're speaking with Tony Sirianni. He's the product development department manager at Upper Deck, and if you heard during that first answer, Tony mentioned he loved collecting Batman when the film came out. And I've talked about my love for Upper Deck's Marvel products over the years as well. Well, now, folks, Upper Deck's got a new release lined up. And I think it's incredibly timely because Fleer Brilliance Superman is dropping soon, just as we get the brand new Superman film from DC and James Gunn. So, Tony, tell me a little bit about, obviously, Fleer, an iconic brand in and of its own, let alone the respect and treatment it's gotten since being an Upper Deck product. Tell me a little bit about Fleer Brilliance Superman, and it's going to sound like a stupid question, but you timed up the release for the film, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the goal from day one. When that product was assigned to me, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to build this one. This is going to be amazing. The number one goal was it needs to be released as close to the timing of the film release as possible, which I don't know if you've had a chance to watch it yet. I watched it twice over the weekend. I love the movie. I hope you guys get a chance to see it. It is a great summer, feel-good James Gunn comic book movie. It is very well done, in my opinion. I love the acting. Thought they nailed the persona and just Superman as a whole. I thought Corn Sweat did a fantastic job. I thought all parties involved, fantastic movie. But overall, we wanted to have a set out at the time of the film release. And Fleer Brilliance came along that we thought this would be a great brand to associate with it. So while it's not using imagery from the film and direct, assets from the film, if you will, it is a publishing-based Superman set. So it will include key characters and artwork from the vast history of Superman comic books. So you've got decades and decades worth of content to work with. We tried to build the best of Superman set that we could. We did try to lean into characters that may be appearing in the upcoming film. It's no secret at this point that, Crypto, in my opinion, was one of the scene stealers of that film. New, amazing character they've introduced, I think, is going to be beloved as the years go on. So we made sure Crypto was a part of this set. But it leans into the look and feel of the classic Fleer Brilliance brand with some inserts that will feel familiar from that brand, things like Illuminators, some of our inserts. You have a gold flight card parallel the base number to 24. That is a direct sort of tribute to the old 24 karat cards from the original Brilliant set that were numbered to 24, but with sort of a Superman spin. So it's a technology-driven product. There's something for everyone. There's a base set to collect, again, of iconic characters, along with rare chase cards and parallels. There's one-of-ones. Some really cool technology we were able to include with the team here that, if you guys are aware, we do work with some of the people that were part of the original FLIR Skybox team that created those brands. So for me to work directly with Gene, who built the original FLIR Brilliance, you know, it was an amazing conversation with me and her and I to talk through what do we want to do here with a Superman take. But yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see it here later this week. And I think it'll definitely scratch the itch for a Superman product at the perfect timing of a Superman film that I hope you guys really enjoy. And don't get me wrong, there is definitely room still for a film or a set that is based directly on this film. I'm sure as you're aware with this hobby, you know, our time with Marvel, others, you don't really see Hollywood-based sets or film-based sets releasing directly at the same time. It usually comes afterwards. There's a lot of you know, things that we have to be careful with spoilers and giving away plots and assets that we can get access to prior to a film or a show release. So don't worry, there's definitely plans to eventually build a live-action Superman film set, but I think everyone that's a comic book fan or Superman fan in general is really going to enjoy FLIR Brilliant Superman.
We've got about 60 seconds left, Tony. So really quick, how important was it to, quote-unquote, get it right for DC and comic fans who are passionate about the source material that you drew in order to create these cards?
Very important, very important. So like I said, we tried to deep dive, but also, you know, honor fan favorite characters with the base set. You're going to be looking at a 50 card set there, but then we also do have a variety of inserts like classic cover Superman Revenge Squad, which is a very popular comic based villain squad. Last Son of Krypton, leaning into again, you know, Kal-El being the last surviving son of the planet Krypton. Those cards are super rare chase. Powered by the Sun, which again plays in heavily into the new film line and also, you know, comics in general of how Superman gets his power. And then lastly, Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow is another super rare chase card with some really cool technology that I'm really excited for you guys to check out.
There it is. That is the voice of Tony Sirianni. He's the product development department manager at Upper Deck. We've been talking cards as well as their upcoming new release, FLIR Brilliance Superman. It's dropping. We got a new movie, and now we've got a new card set celebrating Superman. Go to upperdeck.com for more info on that. Tony, thanks so much for taking some time and joining me today. It was a pleasure getting to talk cards and especially Superman with you.
Absolutely, yeah. Go check out the movie and enjoy the set here in a few days. Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's absolutely our pleasure. Once again, Tony Sirianni, Product Development Department Manager at Upper Deck. And again, FLIR Brilliance Superman is coming this week for all of you listeners. Brand new from our friends at Upper Deck. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA.